Hello, this is Kay Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to Women Are Not Funny Radio. The show is a premise that we would prefer to disprove. Today is a very special edition of Women Are Not Funny Radio, and it shows the power that someone like me has when I have my own radio show, because I determined that today's show would be a wonderful opportunity for us to have a birthday celebration, a celebration of the birthday of my mother, Claudia Bain. She's not here with us today, but she obviously is going to be part of the audience, and if she were here, she would be happy to actually tell you her age. She wouldn't hesitate, and I think that is simply crazy. And the reason I say that is that, as you're very aware, women are permitted to lie about their age. As far as I'm concerned, it's one of the major benefits of being a woman. And I not only acknowledge the benefit, I am a proponent of lying about your age, but my mother is not. And perhaps that is because she has lived her life so well. She has lived for many years, and she's lived her life well with determination and optimism. Now, she will tell you that her earliest memory is when she was 3 years old and she had to have her tonsils removed. It was a truly traumatic event for her, and mainly because she also had to have her brand new black patent leather shoes removed. Her doctor put cotton balls over her eyes, and she, as far as she was concerned, that was the thing that put her to sleep. So for years, when she played tonsillectomy with her brothers, it always involved cotton balls over her eyes. Well, as a special treat for this birthday celebration, I called Clay Cotton, who is in California and a wonderful pianist, jazz pianist. I call his style Boogie Woogie style. And I called him yesterday and asked him for permission to play a song for my mother, one of his songs that's totally appropriate. It's called Little Hot Mama. And due to some, he said, sure, but due to some technical difficulties, it's impossible for me to play that. So instead, and to give you an opportunity to hear Clay play, I'm going to be playing his song Cotton Balls in honor of the cotton balls that are part of my mother's first memory.
Thank you.
thank you, Clay Cotton, and that was Cotton Balls. So I told you that my mother would tell you her age. I'm not going to tell you her age, but I am going to hint about it. Because, as I said in the show notes for this show, Claudia is someone who lived through the greatest part of the 20th century. And she was born during the time that was known in this country as the Great Depression. She was born into a family that didn't have a lot of money. She was the oldest daughter of Philip and Vivian Thompson, and they were farmers in southern Oklahoma. They were not particularly well educated formally, but they were very, very smart, very resourceful, very hardworking, and very determined. They were readers of the daily newspaper, and they really believed in education. So one of the things that made a real difference in my mother's life is that when she discovered a friend, she went to a summer camp, a church camp, and she met a young woman who was also from a poor farm family, but was going off to college. And she learned that there was a way to accomplish this and came home from summer camp and was very, very excited to tell her parents about what she had learned. And to their credit, they were also very excited. So her father immediately drove her to the town where this new friend lived, and they found out all the information about how it would be done. And so the way that it was going to be accomplished was that she was going to live with some other girls in an apartment, and they would go to college on a very low budget. And so when my mother was taken off to college, her dad drove her in his pickup truck, and she sat in the back of the pickup truck with an entire semester's worth of canned goods. She actually took with her all of her food for that semester that had been canned by her family, and took her provisions to college with her. Very, very interesting. She also took with her a 50-pound box of raisins because she was somewhat anemic at the time, and her dad was very concerned about her. And one of the instructions that he gave her roommates was that she was to eat a cup of raisins every day. And apparently, they were determined to follow this instruction, and they were the raisin police. So to this very day, my mother does not have a fondness for raisins, to put it lightly. She was very tiny at the time and very thin, and she got a part-time job in a dress shop, and she was actually fired for being too thin. An amazing, amazing story. But she did get her degree, and she got it actually not in Oklahoma. She obtained a scholarship at the University, Highlands University in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and there she got her degree in English, and that's also where she met my father, who was there in school part-time in summer school. Now, one of the reasons that Claudia wanted to go to college was that she was just very smart. You know, it was a natural thing for her to want to do, is to continue her education. But she was also quite inspired by the fact that there was a young woman in her community who had gone off to college and who had come back a teacher with a beautiful wardrobe. So my mother admits to being somewhat inspired to get her education by the thought of having a beautiful wardrobe. And apparently, she got her wish because if you look at photographs of her at the time, her clothes were quite beautiful. And she at the time she got married, she splurged on a pair of red pumps that were so highly fashionable, and they were $17.95, which at the time was an amazing amount of money. It would be the equivalent of buying Jimmy Choo's today. So she had quite the opportunity to become educated, and she then was an English teacher for a period of time and then started her family. And there was a baby boy that did not live, and then there were four children. I was one of them, then two brothers, and then my sister Holly, and she is here with us today. Holly, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we have quite the mother, don't you think?
I think so. I love hearing those stories.
You know what? The stories are so incredible, and I think one of the things that I love about the story about her going off to college is just a reminder of how fortunate I am to be in a family where education has always been so important that, you know, people would do whatever was required in order to obtain one.
Right. Well, it's interesting, since I live in the Northeast and many of my peers grew up around here and their family histories are more urban-based. Whenever I tell anything about my family and my parents and how they grew up, they can't even imagine it. It seems like, it seems like something out of a story or TV, something that's not real. And the kinds of lengths that their family went to just to survive and get ahead and to be able to go to college. It's just pretty incredible.
Yeah, it required an enormous amount of determination, and I agree with you, certainly since I've lived on the East Coast a good bit of my adult life and lived in Ohio for a while, for example, in a very sophisticated home that was built in the early 1900s.
Right.
I think no one in my family could have imagined No one in my family in the 1900s could imagine a home like this at all.
Right, living like that. There is one picture of Mother's mother and her sister, Laura Lee, Vivian and Laura Lee, as teenagers, and they're sitting on a porch, and they're barefoot. So this must have been taken like in 1918 or something like that. And there's just dust all around. It's desolate. And friends of mine who've seen that picture just can't even believe it. They can't get their head around how differently people lived than what they, what they're familiar with or what they know or knew. But anyway, it's kind of cool.
Well, I'd like everyone here today to know who we have with us as guests. We have my sister Holly. We have my aunt Jan, who is Claudia's baby sister. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm great. And now, suddenly, we also have Addie, who is one of Claudia's granddaughters. Hi, Addie.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm so glad that you're joining us today. Addie is a regular featured guest on Women Are Not Funny. This is her debut, but she is actually a freshman in college at University of Rhode Island. And Addie, I think you might have missed the story where I was telling about how Claudia was very motivated to go off to college because she was aware of a fashion plate in her small town who had been able to go off to college and come back with a fabulous wardrobe. And certainly you have that fashion connection because you applied and were accepted at Fashion Institute of Technology.
Yep, I was, and I was accepted for the accessories, but I decided not to do it.
Yeah. So you are in a marketing degree at University of Rhode Island and about to complete your first year, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, I'm done. Next week is my last week of classes.
Well, that is, you know, I told you about a month ago that I had been so excited that you had agreed to be one of our regular featured guests because it was so cool, the whole idea that we would have a regular featured guest who was in her first year, her freshman year in college. And I asked you, very politely, if you would consider flunking out in order to just to be a freshman next year as well. And,
do it all over.
And you know, you didn't seem to go for it, but that's okay. That is okay. I just wonder if you have any sense at all how proud of you we all are, but how proud of you that Claudia is.
Oh, that's really nice. I mean, I like know because. You guys always tell me, oh, we're so proud of you. But that's really nice.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that Claudia has confessed to, and with a little bit, I don't know, maybe I'm imagining it, a tiny bit of regret, is that her entire life she's been a goody-goody. And mm-hmm. One of our Women Are Not Sunny regular featured guests, the comedian Paula Kelly, was smarting off some time ago, and I tweeted her, oh, Paula, every one of us had a misspent youth. You know, you're no big deal.
Uh-huh.
But the fact of the matter is that's something of a lie because your grandmother, my mother, Claudia, the birthday girl, did not have a misspent youth.
She was a goody-goody.
She was a goody-goody. She was perfection. So I was kind of discussing this with her, I believe yesterday, and was telling her that I was looking hard for some things I might tell about her that, you know, would put her in a little different light. And so... one of the things, well, let's just say she is very modern. You know, she is on a computer and has been for about a dozen years. Anyone here on the call, anyone here ever get emails from Claudia?
Always.
We do. And have you noticed that she doesn't sit in front of the computer all day long, but she expects us to, more or less. Right.
Right. We're supposed to get it when she writes it.
Exactly.
Immediately.
Right
then. We're supposed to get it immediately and respond immediately because she knows
right.
It's instant communication. But anyway, she has, and there are quite a few people in her generation who are techno savvy, but she certainly is. And was, you know, an early adopter, I think, of the personal computer. But one of the things that amazed me, and this is going to tarnish the goody-goody bit just a tiny bit, is that 10 seconds after she got her own computer, she burned her first CD.
Wow. I never knew that.
She immediately learned to burn CDs, and I think she's probably the person most responsible for the changing fortunes of the music industry.
Anyone got the point? She was pirating. She was an
exactly.
early adapter of pirating, yeah.
She started
adapter.
It all.
She did. And, you know, how does that make you feel when your mother, the reputed goody-goody, pirates a CD. I mean, how are you supposed to feel about that?
It's complicated, that's for sure.
It is complicated.
She's not a goody-goody anymore.
Yeah,
well, you just have
she
to redefine, her, you know, goody-goody. It
she,
shows it's subjective.
She definitely blew that one. I think, you know, I told her that I was probably going to reveal this, And she said, well, I hope I don't go to jail. But I reassured her that if she does have to go to jail for it, that it will be deserved. So that is also helpful. The other thing, you know, and as you're thinking about it, maybe you can help her out too. Maybe you can think of instances where she wasn't a goody-goody. She is a fast driver, I will say that. I'm not saying she speeds. I'm just saying she's a fast driver.
You can
say
she's a confident driver.
Confident driver. She is a confident driver, and she knows every single shortcut.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Not only does she know every single shortcut, she insists that you take them as well.
Even right. And she can give directions to any point in the universe and give them with perfection. I don't know how her memory is so alert.
It is definitely alert about shortcuts and about directions. And speaking of directions, and I think Holly was kind of alluding to this, you know, she is a backseat driver. And she has turned me into her chauffeur of late, but she wants to tell me where to turn, when to turn, how to go, how to drive, that whole thing. And it was astonishing one time where she was saying, okay, change lanes. And I'm going, why do I need to change lanes? And she said, so you can cut the other drivers off. Does that sound like a goody-goody to you?
Absolutely
not.
She's very impatient. She doesn't like to wait if she doesn't have to. That's just
she
true.
Is
and the anonymity of being behind the wheel is kind of dangerous for her. She goes through her head a little bit. She's completely
impatient. She does not like to wait at lights. She does not. Not that she runs red lights, but she does not like sitting there at all, not one single bit. And that's why I've told her. Now, as many people in her generation, she drives a Cadillac, and she has been for years. But she's giving some thought to buying a new car. And as far as I know, the only car that would be appropriate for her would be a little red Corvette.
Well, she likes to cut people off.
Exactly.
There you go. She needs a tool.
And, you know, I think it would be the perfect car for her, and I would really like to see that. You know, she is an early adapter. Not only did she get a computer early on, but she was among the first to get a Kindle. She got a portable DVD player, a Bose sound system, and she was an early adopter of the mobile phone. So she's really kind of a gadget girl for sure.
She got that from our father. We had the first TV that was owned in Carter County, I'm almost positive. As soon as he saw one in a window, he wanted one, and he always figured a way to get it for the family. So we had, it was black and white, and the antenna went up in the sky, and we could pick up Dallas and Oklahoma City from the farm at Wilson.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, unless I've gotten this wrong, he was also very much among the first to bring electricity to that rural county and to your farm.
Yes, he went to Marietta where the electric co-op that served that part of Oklahoma was located. And he talked to them, and then he went and bought a book on how to wire houses. And, of course, in those days, there were no such things as licensed electricians anywhere that we knew of. So he went with the man from the electric co-op to get people to sign up to take electricity. And he told them if they would give the electric company right-of-way, he would wire their house for them. And heaven only knows how many people he wired their homes for electricity.
He was a remarkable man. You know, you may hear some interesting noises now, and I think the reason we are is we've been joined by someone who is at an after-school program, and that is Callie, Claudia's youngest granddaughter. Callie, hello.
Hi.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. Can you hear the kids in the background?
We can. You have noisy little friends, don't you?
Well, we're outside and a bunch of kids are running around screaming.
Well, that's a good thing for them to do. Do they not know that you're starring on a radio show?
No.
Callie, who we have here is we have your Aunt Holly.
Hi, Callie.
Hi. Hey, I'm wearing your boots that you gave me right now.
Oh, good. You like them?
Yes, I'm in love with them, and people have been giving me lots of compliments.
I wish you'd send me a picture of you in them. I think that would be really great. Maybe we could post them on your website, Kay.
Okay.
That would be perfect. And, Callie, we also have your great-aunt, Jan.
Hi, Holly. Hi,
and
Callie.
We also have your cousin, Addie.
Hi, Callie.
Hi, Addie.
Callie, one of the things that I have for you, a question I have for you, you know, the fact of the matter is you are the youngest granddaughter and you are so, so popular with your grandmother. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
She's just nutty for you. There's no getting around it. And there is, today's her birthday and we're not telling her age, even though she would be happy to tell her age. She's well into her eighth decade. But, you know, you've heard the expression generation gap. What does that expression mean to you?
I can't hear you. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. What do you think about the expression generation gap? Do you know what that means? How do you feel about that expression?
Well, I know what a generation is, and I know what a gap is.
Uh-huh.
A generation is, like, my generation is people in my grade. My mom's generation is people her age. But I can't really put the term gap in there.
Okay. Well, what it means is that sometimes it's hard for people who are in different generations to understand each other simply because they are in different generations. But in the situation with you and Claudia, there are lots of generations in between you, right? So there is a huge gap. But it appears to me that the two of you get along exceedingly well.
All right.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's because she's one of my relatives and a close one at that. So...
I see. Well, one thing about it is she, you know, this probably goes back to the whole goody-goody theory. One thing that Claudia does that arguably does not make her a goody-goody, and Callie, I'm going to mute you for just a moment, mute your friends, and I'll bring you back on in a minute. One of the things that Claudia is very, very capable of and probably a master at is something that is known as gossip. Anyone objecting to that? Claudia loves to gossip. And this is her spin on it. She cares about people. She's truly interested in people. She's fascinated by them and their lives. Any comments?
Well, I think what most of us consider gossip is harmful talking about people.
Well,
that is certainly
Claudia's spin, is that gossip, what she does isn't gossip because her intent is so good. And what we have to believe is that she knows what she's talking about because she's extremely popular. There's no question about it. So whatever she's doing is working. But the reason I brought it up kind of with our conversation with Callie is I know that Callie and Addie and actually the rest of us are subjects of our mother's conversation over and over again. And I know personally when I meet someone, when I meet one of her friends, I am certain that that person knows more about me than I know about myself. So, it's possible. Someone else has come on the call, and I would like to welcome this person because this person is also a granddaughter of Claudia. In fact, she used to be my daughter, but she reached a certain age, and I promoted her to sister. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Kay. Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Having a good time talking about your grandmother.
My wonderful grandmother. Happy birthday, Claudia.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to make certain to bring out about her is that she absolutely loves flowers. Claudia loves flowers. And this is, once again, family heritage because her mother loved flowers, and certainly Jan loves flowers. And when I say this, I'm talking about flowers that are growing, flowers that are growing on plants. And I seem to have missed the gardening gene, and I also love flowers, but I love the kind that are on their way to death. I love the kind of flowers that you buy at the florist, and they come with absolutely no obligation to keep them alive. But one of the things that Phoebe told me is that when I asked her about what stories she might tell about her grandmother, she reminded me of something amusing that my mother said not too long ago. I was looking for details about my own childhood, and what she said about me was that she couldn't really remember much about my childhood, except I was a happy and popular child. So I asked Phoebe what she remembered about her grandmother, and what did you tell me?
That she was happy and a very popular person.
And that is totally true. One of the things, you know, it goes back to the whole flower thing. I never was involved in gardening. Holly, were you involved in gardening? Did you have to garden?
Yes. I wouldn't call it gardening. I had to weed. A lot of weeding and digging.
You, and that's why you are an able gardener today, but I never learned how to garden. And I was never required to do so. And so I went to Mother and Daddy and I asked them, you know, why is this? And the fact of the matter is none of us can remember. It's a total mystery. We don't know if they were just spoiling me or if I was incompetent or if I just whined and protested so much that wasn't worth the trouble or if I was unavailable off reading a book somewhere. But, you know, those kinds of answers my mother can no longer provide.
I think it was because you were most pampered. That's what I think.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
You know what? It would absolutely be no fun at all if I had a sister who didn't resent me a little bit.
Only so with good cause. I only resent the things that, you know, are just to be resentful about.
Okay.
So,
right.
Good. Jan, do you resent Claudia for anything?
Of course. She was always perfect and was thrown up to me as being perfect, and why wasn't I perfect like her? I remember wanting to wear shorts meaning pants that came somewhere maybe halfway down to my knees, but it was just unheard of, and Claudia would never have considered wearing shorts. That's just an example.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing about it, I do understand that tension in a family where there are siblings and, you know, some of them are goody-goody, some are being thrown out at, as examples. I don't think that ever happened to my sister, Holly, but recently, you know, Mother has the gardener named Thomas, and Thomas helps her keep the flowers in her beautiful yard, keeps them, you know, looking good. And I suggested to her, and Holly, I haven't mentioned this to you, but I suggested to her that she adopt Thomas.
Mm. No, that would make things a little easier, right?
That's what I was thinking.
She would be at her beck and call.
Well, yeah. I wasn't thinking about being considerate of her. I was just thinking, as for me, it would be really great because I wouldn't be the black sheep of the family. You know, Thomas could
be. Well, that's true. Thomas would be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
that would relieve the pressure.
It was a pretty
you.
Good plan, wasn't it, Jan?
I guess it was.
Once again, you're thinking selfishly, Kay. I just want to point
mm-hmm.
that out.
I was thinking selfishly, and plus, not only that, I didn't get anywhere with it.
Yeah,
she wouldn't have any.
Know.
She it didn't. It
she got
didn't
stopped.
Work.
Shot down.
But not only does she love her flowers and want to keep her yard beautiful, and the home where she and my father are living now is a beautiful home on a lake. And not only does Claudia love flowers, she loves birds. So she has bird feeders that she, you know, she provides bird seed and so forth. And she shows proper resentment for squirrels and for for neighborhood cats because they harass the birds. But the thing that she does that amuses me so much is not only does she want those birds to have bird seed, she wants them to have fresh water. Any comments there?
Did
you
know
that?
Did you say fresh water?
Fresh water. She wants them to have fresh water in the bird bath.
Well, she's always been the consummate hostess. I think that's what that, you know, that just goes back to that.
It goes back to her being a perfect hostess, doesn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Being a goody-goody.
And a goody-goody,
that's right.
And a goody-goody. But who knew? I mean, who knew but she knows that birds only want fresh water and deserve fresh water. And the fact that there's a lake right there, you know, never mind that, she every day has to put fresh water for the birds in the bird baths. So that's always very lovely. But she is a consummate hostess, and she's also something of a lecturer because she's very active in her book club, and she frequently is the person selected to lead the discussion, which I think is really fascinating because she's probably by far the oldest one in the book club.
Right.
Because she's popular.
She's totally popular. She is totally
yeah.
popular. And
I want to hear what she has to say.
She reads more books than anyone I know other than her.
Yeah. She definitely loves
to read. She
loves
to read.
But you know what else she loves to do? She loves to eat cake.
It's her birthday. She's allowed.
I know, but you know what, Addie? She eats cake every single day. It's her favorite food.
That's okay. Cake is probably my favorite food, too. So we have something in common.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that she buys her cakes at the bakery, and she eats cake every single day, and she loves Diet Coke.
Right.
So, you know, It's not as if we can have a birthday celebration and come up with some cake and Diet Coke, right? Because that's just ordinary, right?
Right.
It's nothing special.
Nothing special at all. Another thing that we were talking about this week when we were discussing some of the things that we wanted to bring out. You know, I mentioned how she's ahead of the game in technology, but she was really ahead of the game in another area, too. And, Holly, you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I do. She was, again, a trailblazer, a trendsetter, whatever you want to call it. Do you want me to reveal what that is?
I do. It's fascinating. But first, let me reveal that you live in New Jersey, where you lead an enviable life, including a very part-time career as a personal trainer. So you know something about the fitness industry because you are it.
You could say she inspired me, and I didn't even know it. But I remember one of my earliest memories is watching Jack LaLanne with our mother. Now, honestly, did we watch it 4 times? Did we watch it every day? I don't know. But it's an indelible memory in my brain of my little chair and her kitchen chair doing the Jack LaLanne moves. Also, for a time, she'd invite some of her friends over, and they were going to exercise. They were either going to ride their bikes or they were going to do calisthenics in the living room. And that was probably before I started school, because that would have been before she went back to work as well. But that was at a time, I mean, that was pre-Jane Fonda, certainly. That was at a time before people really did that, I think.
Yeah, and apparently at that time, he was considered fairly good-looking. Is that true, Jan?
He was, yeah.
I don't remember ever thinking he was nice-looking, but I do remember the period where people exercised with it.
Yeah. He was definitely the first.
Right.
So,
another point that has always been important to Claudia is fashion. And if you will go and look in her closet, you can see why. But that, I think, we got from our mother, because she loved to shop, and she would try on every dress in her size in whatever store we were in. And Claudia is somewhat the same way.
Well, she always has, and that's kind of what I was saying earlier when I was talking about, you know, what a proud thing it was for Claudia that Addy is so interested in fashion. But Claudia always has her game face on, and she does dress beautifully, and she always has a manicure, wears beautiful jewelry, including a gigantic pink sapphire ring that my father gave her for their 60th anniversary. So she always looks great.
Right.
And that's kind of a Texas thing, but it's also a Claudia thing, that's for sure. So, Phoebe,
yes.
Tell us
Mother,
a little bit
sister.
About these road trips with Claudia.
Well, help me out. So when did they first start? Well, let's put it this way, since I should actually speak and not pretend that everybody knows what we're talking about. My grandmother would pick me up. We'd drive from Virginia to wherever it was that we were living at the time. I think it was mostly when we were living in Memphis. And she would pick me up during the summer and take me on about a 2 to 3 week road trip to southern Oklahoma to visit my dear, sweet great-grandmother and all of my wonderful relatives, like Aunt Janice. And it was those memories are some of my most warmest, most fond memories of my childhood. I got to spend, 2 solid weeks just with my grandmother, and I can't believe she had the patience and the energy and enthusiasm to put up with me for that long. But
well, she absolutely loved it, of course, and you know, one of the things that was great about it is that she was, as she probably would still do now, and if my father wouldn't stop her, she was bold enough to just get in the car and go down the road by herself, long distances. And
right.
So you were the perfect travel companion for her.
Yeah, I don't even think that I could venture on such a journey myself, cross country like that, let alone with a small child. And it's amazing that she did that. She's a pioneer.
Yeah, well, all you need, darling, is a grandchild of your own, and then, you know, you can do the same thing.
I remember when we first moved to Virginia, going back to Texas and Oklahoma in the summers, and that was before Cal and I, either one of us could drive. So she would drive that whole distance, you know, just her doing it, and we would do it in 2 days, which was like 1,300 miles. And when I think about that now, at the time it didn't seem like a big deal to me, but when I imagine myself driving that kind of distance and time without any relief, I just don't even know how she did it. But it goes back to her. She's always been so determined. If she's going to do something, she's just going to do it, and which is a great quality.
Well, it really is. And now, frequently, I tell her what to do, you know, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world. And she just goes along with it and, you know, then completely ignores whatever I told her, you know, that she should be doing.
Don't we all do that?
I suppose, but to me, she does it in such a grateful way, a graceful way, rather. Not grateful. No, she's not grateful at all for that. But, you know, I feel very, very fortunate to have such a mother, to have a mother who is so smart and so optimistic and so capable and so popular, you know. I could go on, and I suppose I have, but she is now truly the matriarch of her family, and she is adored by us all.
Right. We all love Claudia.
So, I think this has been a lovely opportunity to talk about her. Does anyone have any, you know, kind of ugly stories to tell? Because we could throw that in here at the end.
Do we have to go there? It's been so nice up to now.
I don't have any.
Yeah, well, but we can make something up, ladies. We can make something up just for the fun of it, you know.
No, we wouldn't dare.
No, we wouldn't dare. We wouldn't want to do that. So thank you for being with us today on Women Are Not Funny Radio, and it has just been a point of personal privilege for me to talk to family members that I love so much about my mother, who I love so much. And so thank you.
Thank you, Kay, for inviting me.
Yes, thank you, Kay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks,
next
Mom.
Next week on Women Are Not Funny Radio, our very special guest is going to be Patty Dye. And many of you are expecting this to be something of a smackdown. We'll just have to wait and see.